The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
About the practice, and I want to talk a little bit, might help you in your meditation today, about embodying thinking. So, you know, this is fundamentally a body and breathing practice. And we think. And many thoughts are not a problem. They just kind of come and go, flicker through our mind, and we can stay with our breathing, stay with our body pretty well. But some thoughts, particularly negative thoughts, but sometimes very positive thoughts, can be very grabbing, very grasping, compelling. So I'm going to suggest, and this may not be news to many of you, but this practice of not letting those thoughts go, not discarding those thoughts, not being angry at those thoughts, not hating ourselves for having those thoughts and want to banish them, not wanting to get rid of them, but to actually welcome the thoughts into our body, saying yes, yes to our angry thinking, yes to our fearful thinking, yes to our jealous thinking, yes to our lustful, wanting thinking. So I'm thinking a thought that I really, really want something, and that's oppressive. It just keeps swirling around, buzzing and buzzing, and it's uncomfortable. But if I can bring that wanting into my body where I feel the wanting, into my maybe my chest or my belly or wherever it is for you, your sternum, the throat, the face, the anger, the fear. And feel it's just energy. It's just sensation in the body. It's not such an issue. It's not such a problem. So welcoming it, bringing it in, wanting it to be there, not wanting to repress it, not wanting to suppress it, because it'll just come right back in your dreams or in your actions or in further thinking, but actually bringing it in and feeling it and breathing with it. And you know what? It's not a problem. Because we're free. This Buddha body, says in some scripture, it's 10 fathoms long. This Buddha body is huge. There's lots of peace and freedom and silence around the edges of this Buddha body. So we can sit with our negative thoughts becoming feelings, becoming the energy in our body, and we can sit and we can be free. And they can digest. And you know, when you digest, you get energy. So this is, so our negative thinking can become energy for us. And you know what else happens when we digest? We get relieved from that indigestion, and it leaves us. So it changes. And before you know it, it's digested, it's changed, and something else is coming up. I also just want to caution, this is not the only way to work with negative thinking. Sometimes you may have to just get up and walk, or actually take some action, do something about something that's compelling, because you're not really, you know, you're really not ready to deal with that on the cushion. Or you might want to do other reflections. But this is one very good practice to instant freedom. Okay. Thank you. Enjoy your practice.